Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Great God in heaven, you know I love Wendy Snyder. Ba-da-ba-ba-da.
Oh, yeah. It's Wendy in for Bob this morning. Jim Peterick joins us, soon to be Ides of March on March 15th. Jimbo, how are you?
Wendy, never better, and cannot wait for March 15th, our big day at the North Center. 60th anniversary, come on, could it be?
I cannot believe 60 years. How many original members?
The original four, the Berwyn Beatles, Jim Peterick, Mike Borch, Larry Millis, and Bob Berglund. We are thick as thieves since 64. And Scott May, as you know, he's the newbie. He's been with us for 33 years on keyboards. It's going to be a terrific show. And it's with orchestra.
With strings attached. This is exciting.
I know. That's a nice little hook, isn't it? 26-piece orchestra.
Wow.
Final rehearsal today, the horns will be there today, and then on Friday, you know, we're rehearsing with the orchestra, and it's conducted by Dave Stahlberg, our old trombone player, and arranged by Ed Vodicka, good Bohemian boy from Berwyn.
I know. I got to go to smorgasbord place. I want to go with all you Bohemians.
You have to do it. Yeah, we'll get some Connecticut Zelly and Bepshevi.
All right. So the last band I saw with the full orchestra, I saw The Who with a full orchestra. This is going to be just as great. The Ides of March with strings attached. This is happening on the actual Ides of March. Now, I'll be honest with you, Jim. I had to look this up. This is the day that Roman statesman Julius Caesar was assassinated. Beware the Ides of March, uttered in Shakespeare's Julius Caesar to the leader by a fortune teller. March 15th is the Ides of March. What? How did that come about where you named your band that?
Oh, that's really a funny story. We were called the Shondells. And all of a sudden on WLS, knew from the Tommy James, the Shondells, hanky panky. And we go, oh, boy.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, it was a big wah, wah. And we were all happened to be in the lobby of the Chodal Auditorium at Morton East. And we're going, guys, what do we do? Yeah, we were waiting to see a show or do a show. I can't remember. And Bob says, well, I'm reading this Julius Caesar. Look at this. Beware the Ides of March. Sounds kind of ominous, right? And we go, we got our new name. Our new name.
And that's just it? That's how it happened?
That's right in the Chodal Auditorium. That's what we decided. And we called the record company. They had a repress. You wouldn't listen because it had our old name, the Shondells, on it. And the rest is history.
All right. And speaking of history, Jim Peterick on the line with us. Your songs, 18 top 10 Billboard spots that sold over 30 million copies. You have a Grammy, a People's Choice Award, an Oscar nomination, and multiple gold and platinum records. You are the stuff. I almost swore. You really are great,
God.
Jim.
Yeah, this stuff is a great, a great substitution for the other word, which we can't say. But, yeah, I mean, this set is full of stuff. You know, it's stuff from the Ides of March career. Of course, LA Goodbye, the big finale vehicle. but also the songs that I had the pleasure of writing or co-writing with 38 Special, mm-hmm. Things I Caught Up in You, Hold On Lucy, Rockin' in the Night, things I wrote or co-wrote with my Days with Survivor, a little thing called Eye of the Tiger that you may have
I never heard that song. How does it go?
Well, kind of bop, 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 bop. You'll recognize it.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, with brass and the full symphony, it's going to be pretty awesome.
All right. Now, where do I tell? Now, this is happening in St. Charles. Is it? Where is this happening? Norris Cultural Arts Center. Is that it?
Yeah. Norris Cultural Arts. I can't say that, but in St. Charles.
It's 1040 Dunham Road in St. Charles. This is happening Friday night, and you have to get your tickets. All seats are reserved. There's no general admission, no open seating. So you select your specific seats. I was on the website, Ticket Leap. You have to do it through a computer browser, and if you purchase tickets using your cell phone, the system will assign you best available seats in your section of choice. I went online. There are some tickets still available. So,
yes. Yep, going fast, but yes, there are. And we'd love to see you out there. It's going to be a night to remember for us and hopefully the audience, too.
It, of course. Well, I got to tell you, I love you. I'm honored to call you a friend. Just knowing all these songs that I grew up with and was in high school and know every word to, it's just an honor to call you a friend, Jim Peterick.
Oh, well, you too, Wendy. I mean, we go back maybe 5 years, 5-6 years even.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, add a zero and we might have it. But I've always loved you too. And wait till you hear The Search Is Over, where I hit the keyboards and the symphony is behind me and the band. And I mean, I love the Rockers, but The Search Is Over is really my jam. I love that song. I can't wait to perform it.
Well, can't wait. This is Friday night, the 15th, the Ides of March. It's at the Norris Cultural Arts Center, 1040 Dunham Road in St. Charles. We're going to put a link to get tickets on WGNradio.com. And Jim, best of luck. Rock on. You're the best. And keep it going for another 60 years.
Oh, how could I be the best? You're the best.
All right, Jim, good to talk to you, and beware okay. The Ides of March.
Right on. That's pretty ominous. Love you, man, girl.
Love you, man, girl. All right, see you later.
All right, take care.
I love him. He's the best. All right, Jim Peterick, go see him with the whole Ides of March. You'll hear all the hits. It's Friday night, and a link will be at WGNradio.com.